This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Disney has set a new record for its highest grossing year at the international box office, fueled by Captain America Civil War, Finding Dory, Zootopia, and The Jungle Book. Disney's international total reached $3.6 billion as of this week. The studio still has three major releases this year: Marvel's Doctor Strange, October 25th, Disney Animation Studios' Moana, November 23rd, and Lucasfilm's Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, December 16th. Congrats, Disney! Wang Jianlin, the chairman of China's Dalian Wanda Group, unveiled plans for a massive $8.2 billion production facility in Qingdao at a gala event last week. Wang also detailed a plan to incentivize production by rebating up to 40% of a production's costs. The rebate will amount to $150 million per year over 5 years and will be jointly funded by Wanda and the Qingdao municipal government. The Hollywood companies will be able to see less cost and more return, he said. Tupac Shakur and Pearl Jam are both first-time nominees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Other first-time nominees include Bad Brains, Depeche Mode, Electric Light Orchestra, Jane's Addiction, Joan Baez, Journey, and Steppenwolf. Given Shakur's timeless popularity in the hip-hop world, he'll likely be a favorite with the public. Folk icon Baez and pop rock hitmakers Journey were long considered notable absentees from past shortlists. Congrats to all the nominees. Speaking of Tupac, his bullet-dented pendant can be yours for just $125,000. Yep, that's the pendant he was wearing when he was shot to death in Las Vegas 20 years ago. Only one problem: Tupac's estate, and they're strongly against this sale. They tell us no one has the authority to sell any Tupac item, not even family members. We're told they'll file suit against anyone who sells an item and go after anyone who buys one, too. You've been warned. Bob Dylan has yet to make a public statement about his recent win of the Nobel Prize in Literature, nor has the renowned musician responded to the Swedish Academy itself. Dylan has made no indication whether he would attend the ceremony and gala held on December 10th, where winners customarily give a speech. Nonetheless, the event will proceed with or without Dylan. The Nobel Committee stated, quote, "If he doesn't want to come, he won't come. It will be a big party in any case, and the honor belongs to him." The Simpsons is celebrating its 600th episode. Fox's long-running animated powerhouse joins a very exclusive club of U.S. scripted primetime shows when its 600th episode, Treehouse of Horror 27, airs. How rare is this club? Well, the only other scripted primetime show to reach 600 episodes is the Western Gunsmoke, which ran for 20 seasons on CBS from 1955 to 1975. Wow. Speaking of The Simpsons, voice actor Harry Shearer is suing Universal Music Group and Studio Canal for $125 million for fraudulent accounting of the music revenues from Rob Reiner's 1984 film, This Is Spinal Tap. The spoof was created by Shearer, Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and Rob Reiner. So how much does Harry say he's made so far? 98 whole dollars. Good luck! Netflix has had a very good year, to say the least. After significantly beating earnings expectations, the stock has soared 20%. Netflix has 83 million paying subscribers, 46 million in the U.S., and 37 million internationally. Still, Netflix faces three considerable obstacles. First, finding new growth markets now that China is off the table. Second, increasing net income. And third, controlling escalating content costs. Former Baywatch star and Playboy centerfold Pamela Anderson visited WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he's lived in exile since 2012. 2 years after meeting the exiled Australian and getting advice about setting up her animal charity, Anderson returned to the embassy with a book and food from Pret-a-Manger. You know, you just can't make some things up. Relativity Media has become the fastest company in U.S. corporate history to go into liquidation after restructuring under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Now, the deeply troubled company has filed a $1.5 billion lawsuit charging that Netflix breached its agreement to stream the studio's films and did so much damage that it forced the company to put itself up for sale. Ouch. Roger Waters announced the Us and Them Tour 2017, his first since the 2010-2013 tour of The Wall. Waters named it the Us and Them Tour after the song he wrote for Pink Floyd's 1973 album, The Dark Side of the Moon, saying that its themes about the haves and have-nots are more relevant and topical than ever. It'll be a mix of his solo work and Pink Floyd songs with a number of newly written tracks for an upcoming album. The Trash Bin. Rapper Azalea Banks filed a battery report against actor Russell Crowe following an altercation during a dinner party in his L.A. hotel room. Banks claims that Crowe called her the N-word, choked her, and spat on her during a fight. The actor's camp is denying any wrongdoing on Crowe's part, insisting that Banks started it by insulting the actor and his friends before threatening to stab them with a piece of glass. He then physically removed her from his room and immediately called hotel security, who kicked her off the property. Witnesses say it was Banks, not Crowe, who was repeatedly using the N-word. By the way, whose idea was it to have these two people in the same room together?
The news wrap-up.
Peter Thiel, co-founder of PayPal, caused a firestorm of controversy after contributing over $1 million to Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Le Echo, the streaming service and hardware company, plans on employing 12,000 in its Silicon Valley offices. Samsung has set up booths in airports to give Galaxy Note 7 users a chance to exchange or get a refund for the devices before flying. Apple has given up on making a self-driving car, moving hundreds of employees off the project.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Tyler Perry's Boo, A Madea Halloween is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Kings of Leon return to the top of the charts with Walls.
The number one app.
Earn to Die is the best-selling app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins holds steady at number one.
Armando Christian Perez, or as he's better known, Pitbull, was born on January 15, 1981, to Cuban expatriates in Miami, Florida. Pitbull released his debut album titled Miami in 2004, and since then, he's become known as Mr. Worldwide, selling millions of records and becoming an international touring sensation. Pitbull's latest track is instantly catchy and will get you dancing wherever you are. Here's Pitbull featuring another Florida native, Flo Rida, and singer Lunch Money Lewis with the song of the week, Green Light.
I'm getting loose in this thing, like OJ the juice in this thing. Feeling like left eye, boy, I burn the roof in this thing. I got all the women getting naked, feeling like Luke in this thing. Think it's a game. Now I got the green lit and the green right. All I need is mommy for you to give me the green light. So I can run through it like an easy pass. Find a G-spot and step on the gas.
Woo! Give me the green light. Cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm ready to go.
Oh, oh, oh.
Cause I'm ready to go.
from his brand new album Climate Change. That was Pitbull featuring Flo Rida and Lunch Money Lewis with the song of the week, Green Light. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.